And we can calculate it fairly simply for a one-dimensional ionic crystal. If you had a one-dimensional ionic crystal, then it would be positive charge, negative charge, positive charge, negative charge. And so I say take this positive charge here as the middle, and there are two negative charges at a distance of one lattice constant. And that the two in front is for, there's two of them, and the one here is for the distance of one lattice constant. And then there are positive charges, and the in the Madelung constant, a minus sign was defined in it so that the positive charges give a negative contribution in the Madelung constant. There are two positive charges at a distance of two, so I get a half for the distance of two, and this two out front because there's two of them. And then there's two negative charges at a distance of three, and for the 1 over r potential at a distance of three, I get this plus 1/3, then minus a fourth, and plus a fifth, and so on. So I get a series that looks like this, minus a half, plus a third, minus a fourth, plus a fifth, and on and on. And I want to sum this series. And someone recognized that if you Taylor expand the log of 1 plus x, it's similar to this sum we want to sum. It's x minus x squared over a half plus x cubed over a third minus x to the fourth over 4 and so forth. So if you put x's 1 in, you get exactly the series that we want to sum. And so therefore this series is log of 2. And the Madelung constant for a one-dimensional ionic crystal is then 1.38 something.